Good morning. Today's reading is from the Tao Te Ching, Chapter 63. This work is attributed to the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu and comes to us from about the 2nd or 3rd century BC. I'll be doing two readings today of translations of Chapter 63. The first is from a translation by Roger T. Ames and David L. Hall from their book, Tao Te Ching, Making This Life Significant, a Philosophical Translation, published in 2003. Tao Te Ching, Chapter 63. Do things non-coercively. Be non-interfering in going about your business. Savor the flavor of the unadulterated in what you eat. Treat the small as great and the few as many. Requite enmity with character. Take account of the difficult while it is still easy, and deal with the large while it is still tiny. The most difficult things in the world originate with the easy, and the largest issues originate with the tiny. Thus, it is because the sages never try to do great things that they are indeed able to be great. One who makes promises lightly is sure to have little credibility. One who finds everything easy is certain to have lots of difficulties. Thus it is because even the sages pay careful attention to such things that they are always free of difficulties. The second translation of Chapter 63 of the Tao Te Ching is by Stephen Mitchell from his book Tao Te Ching. Act without doing, work without effort. Think of the small as large and the few as many. Confront the difficult while it is still easy. Accomplish the great task by a series of small acts. The master never reaches for the great, thus she achieves greatness. When she runs into a difficulty, she stops and gives herself to it. She doesn't cling to her own comfort. Thus problems are no problem for her. This is the first in a series of readings called, from the series, Making This Life Significant. My name's Mike Garofalo. Today's December 17th, 2006. Have a wonderful day.